Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. Joining us today is Anadarko School Superintendent Jerry McCormick. Jerry, thanks for coming today.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. We've got a lot of things happening with the start of school going on and a lot of activities. So we're going to talk about that and more on the program today. We want to thank our Cool Conversation sponsors for being with us every week, and they are Community Bank of Oklahoma and Stanley Systems. So, Jerry, off and running on the school year already, and already a couple weeks in, huh?
Yes, it's been an exciting time, as always. You're always excited to see kids back in school. I enjoy the first day. You know, this is year number 36 for me, and always an exciting time when you see kids back in school. You can tell they're a little bit nervous, but it's always exciting for me to see kids.
And how long at Anadarko now?
This is year number 8.
Year number 8. Goes by fast, no doubt. So a lot has changed in 36 years, too, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, the cell phone policy this year is obviously a change for everyone. You know, we didn't have cell phones back in the day.
Right.
You know, mom and dad just called the school. But many changes, you know, throughout my career, for sure.
How's the cell phone thing working out?
It's been really good. I talked to Mr. Harris about that yesterday, and you know what his comments was, it's really loud in the cafeteria now. Kids are actually communicating with each other and talking and having conversations. So that's a really good thing.
And you like the kids keep their phones on them throughout the day, just have to be off? Is it?
Well, we have different policies at different sites.
Okay.
You know, at Mission Elementary, which is 4th and 5th grade, those students turn their phones into the office.
4th and 5th grade kids have cell phones.
Absolutely. Really? Kindergarten kids have cell phones too.
No way.
But
wow.
You know, you'd be surprised how many kids have a phone. But at middle school, they keep them in their lockers. High school, they keep them on their person. You know, we just can't see them. They can't be out. And it's been successful. It's worked out really well.
And the kids have adapted pretty well. Sometimes the parents have some issues, I guess.
Sure. You know, everybody gets in the habit of, if you need to talk to your child, it's really easy just to pick up the phone and text them. And,
right.
And so for us, obviously, it's an interruption. I mean, teachers appreciate it. You know, a whole lot less interruptions and more focus on education.
What's new in Anadarko schools for this year?
Well, we've got several things going on. You know, we did a lot of projects in the summer. You know, we're proud to be able to, you know, to put in some new flooring, put on a couple of new roofs, just a lot of cleanup, a new carpet in areas. So we did a lot of projects this summer that we're proud to be able to do. But certainly within the academic realm, one of the things that I'm real proud of is our greenhouse. We're able to offer horticulture for our kids, and we got that greenhouse up and running. You'll see flowers in our offices that Mr. Bond, who's taking care of that, who also takes care of our archery program, which we started last year, that's been really, really successful. But that's been a nice addition. You know, kids that can go into that greenhouse and, you know, and accomplish, you know, growing some plants.
And it's not just for FFA kids, right?
No, it's for all students. A lot of our special needs students are in those classes as well. And so you see all these pumpkins growing outside, as well as all the flowers and so forth inside. So that's going to be a really neat addition for our school.
What's your ADM for this year?
We're about 1,300 students, and that's where we finished last year, which, you know, puts us in the, you know, like they've already did the classifications for our sporting, for our extracurricular. So like in basketball, next year we'll be 3A, and then we'll see where we're at in football when we get to October 1.
All right. In 3A this year for football, which is getting ready to get started here pretty quick, isn't it?
Yeah, we're excited. You know, it's
– Everybody is, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to get the season kicked off. I always say a school year goes really good when your football team does really well. So we're excited about our team. We think we're going to have a really good year. And so we're also excited about our band. You know, our band continues to grow, and brand new uniforms this year.
Nice.
People need to get out and see their new uniforms because they're really nice, and we're really, really proud of our band.
And the athletic facilities are second to none, really. The football field, all the growth that's happened there, and the field house. Just really fantastic.
It's facilities we're really proud of. Absolutely.
All right. So first football game next Friday night, the 29th, and we're proud to broadcast the games on our sister station again this year on New Country 98.5. So looking forward to that. last couple of years, you've got a new a Kiowa language program, and you're working with the Kiowa tribe on that. So that's been a needed program. I know.
Sure, I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, it's been really good. You know, the Kiowa tribe has funded that and provided us with a teacher, and she does an excellent job. And so we're proud to be able to provide that for our students. Because, you know, the more cultural things we can provide, obviously, you know, we want to do. And so our Indian Ed program is second to none. You know, I tell people you don't find many schools that have their own dedicated building for Indian education. And so we're certainly proud of that group.
Is that something they do every day or a couple of days a week? Or
the Kiowa language is every day.
Every day. Yeah. You've started a new program recently to help the kids and parents with reading.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're excited. You know, if you look at studies throughout the country and they talk about, you know, parents reading to their children at night. And so, you know, the goal is always to get to 15 minutes. What we're asking initially is parents read 5 minutes to your child every day in the evening time, and how many words that you will introduce them to just in a month, you know. And so we think that's real important, you know, academically. You know, districts throughout our state are struggling in reading and math. And so, but if you can't read, you're really up against it. So we're really striving to improve reading in our school. And so, you know, we say it's for elementary schools, but you know what? Middle school and high school kids still like for their parents to read to them. And so, you know, it's just a district-wide thing. We're really putting a focus on reading this year.
We talked earlier about the FFA program, but you're getting 4-H and started in elementary.
We are, yeah. We at our fourth and fifth grade, we have a teacher that agreed to be a sponsor this year. So, you know, we've been doing it middle school, high school. Even, you know, we have FFA, but we still had 4-H mm-hmm. in middle school and high school. But now we've even dropped down to offer that to kids in fourth and fifth grade. And so we're excited about that as well. A lot of farmers in our community. And so we think that's a really a positive thing.
And 4-H goes through high school and even into college. I mean, a lot of leaders are proud to say that they were in 4-H when they were in school.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you learn a great deal. For me personally, you know, I was a 4-H student. I was an FFA student. I mean, so, you know, just the leadership and responsibilities that you take on with in those programs. I mean, it's a really good experience for kids.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us on The Cool Conversation. Jerry McCormick, Anadarko School Superintendent, on the program with us. Started a new food, got a new food service vendor this year?
We do. Yeah, it's SFE. It's Southwest Food Excellence. And we made a change just, you know, wanting to provide more for our students. You know, our goal is, you know, there was the situation out in our state about feeding kids for free. We're a CEP school. We've always fed our students. For the last 5 years, we fed our students for free. High, you know, all of our we're CEP, which all of our schools qualified for, which is paid for with federal dollars. Mm-hmm. But the high school didn't qualify. But we went ahead as a district and said, "Hey, we want every kid to eat," and so we have expanded that, and so we feed every child for free.
And did you have a summer program as well?
We do in the summer. Mm-hmm. The summer is the same thing, and so it's open for all students. Even students in the summer that don't even attend your school, if they're living somewhere in your district in the summer, they can still come up and eat for free.
Yeah. Under 18, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. You're correct. Yeah. Absolutely. Great point. But so we want, you know, we want the very best for our kids. And we felt like when, you know, the contract came up this time that we wanted to search and see who we could find. And we felt like SFE was the one to lead us in the direction that we wanted to go.
Wanted to talk about a bond issue that you'll have coming up here in just a couple of weeks, a special election for some projects. And I know you recently had a committee meeting about that, so let's get some information about that.
Yeah, we're excited, you know, to have the opportunity to obviously improve our facilities. We talk about we're very proud of our facilities. You know, we feel like we've done a good job in maintaining what we have, but you're always looking to be better and to expand. And so, after, you know, we met with all of our staff at each of our buildings, and the first thing that we that really was a focal point coming out of all of our meetings was the need for an actual kitchen in the cafeteria at the middle school. And That's the fact that, you know, food has to be transported from the high school down to the middle school. You get in a situation of, you know, food not being warm, certainly in the winter months. You also just have issues with, you know, when you never know how much a student's going to eat, maybe being short of food, and they have to go back to the high school to prepare more food, and that becomes a problem. So for us, it's all about taking care of our kids, and so we felt like that cafeteria or that kitchen in that cafeteria was needed, and so that's a part of our bond project, which is $1,689,205 to put a kitchen in, but also, you know, to put in some booths in there and do some, you know, dress up inside that cafeteria, because, you know, right now it's more of a multi-purpose space, and so we want to actually make that look like a real school cafeteria, and so we're excited about that. So that's a big part of this bond project.
That's the first of two big projects for the bond.
Yes, the other one is Oklahoma Street Gym, and that gym was built in 1960, and you know, we're having a lot of issues right now with plumbing issues, and so we really, you know, we can't get more than 100 people in there to an event. You know, that's that building is used more than what people even dream of, even what I've dreamed of. I mean, if you look at it, we start our Little League basketball now in September, and they go all the way through March, and they use it every Saturday. And if you drive by there, it's hard to find a parking place. It is very, very much used. But then you take our high school basketball teams that are in there, boys and girls, for practice every day. Wrestling uses it. Powerlifting, we host powerlifting events in the springtime, and with the shape of our facilities with you know, the bathrooms, as well as we still have the old boiler system in there that we're going to replace as well, but you know, our goal is to upgrade it, which involves, as I said, remodeling the bathrooms, making repairs and upgrades to four locker rooms. We want to improve the lighting. Obviously, it's the same old lighting that's been in there. But apply a fresh coat of paint to the inside and to the outside. And I can tell you, that building is so structurally sound. You're talking about, well, it's something built in 1960. And some people may ask, well, why are you spending that much money? Because that's going to be about $1,200,000. Why are you spending that much money on an old building? Well, it's as structurally sound as any building that we have. It's just been neglected. And you know how it is with school budgets. That happens. And so trying to get it up to speed, we feel like that we can really get it back to, because one of the things that I always think about is the floor. You know, when those guys came, we had the floor sanded back to the original wood about 3 years ago, and you know, the guy doing it saying, this floor is much better than the floor you have in Warrior Fieldhouse. So it's really a solid facility, and so we think we can do the upgrades and make that, you know, into a really nice practice facility. And like I said, for all of our different groups and teams that use that, tribal governments throughout our city ask pretty frequently, whether it's a powwow or if it's some community meeting or something. You know, so we've the building, I guess in the ending would say, the building is certainly used significantly throughout our school and our community. So we certainly would ask people to support these two items because it's real important for our school, both of them.
Right, and there's details on the school's website about the bond issue and all that. It's about 2.9 altogether?
That's correct.
Right?
Yes.
And then the important part, no tax increase.
That's right. The thing I wanted to mention. Yes. Absolutely. You want to continue to remind people of the no projected tax increase. So, you know, we're paying off the last bond, and so this one just takes off from there. And so there's no projected tax increase, so we're certainly proud of that.
When might you start some of the projects? What project would be first if this passes?
Well, certainly we want to get into both of those two, with that we want to get started on both of those. And when I talk to our construction manager, he thinks we can, you know, starting next summer, maybe even into the maybe late spring, like with Oklahoma Street Gym, maybe even be able to get in there then to start work there. So yeah, we would really like, you know, to be able to complete that project at the middle school over next summer.
All right, yes. Very good. Jerry, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
And there's one thing thing I would like to add.
Go
also,
ahead. Yeah.
Also, the there's a couple items, a couple of projects that we're going to take on this summer as well. We did not include those in the bond issue. We're going to pay for that out of the district building fund, and that's new tennis courts. We're going to put in that. We have three tennis courts. We reconditioned three last year, and we have three that are just not they're just past that point. And so we're going to put in three new tennis courts, and we're also going to add auditorium seating. And so that's about $670,000 we're going to pay for out of the building fund.
Is this at the old gym or
no,
at
this
field house?
The new tennis courts are right there by the admin office. They're the outdoor courts by the admin. And then
Seating around
the auditorium. It's the auditorium seating in the auditorium been there since that auditorium was built. We need new seating there, so we're going to pay for that. Those two items are going to be paid for out of building fund.
Very good. Election is
September the 9th.
September 9th. So get out and vote.
Please, yes.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Jerry McCormick, superintendent for Anadarko Schools on our Cool Conversation program today. And a big thanks to our sponsors who are Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma.